My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Christmas tree, I wish I was the star that went on top. I wish I was the evidence. I wish I was the grounds for 50 million hands up raised and open toward the sky.
The Red Sox front office report this week brought to you by Time Out Market, Boston's best eating and drinking destination in the Fenway, all under one roof, timeoutmarket.com. Also brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. And Craig Breslow, the chief baseball officer of the Boston Red Sox, joins us this morning. Hey, Craig.
Hey, good morning.
Has Theo given you the backstage meet and greet Eddie Vedder offer yet for September 17th at Fenway?
He hasn't yet, but okay. My hope is it's coming.
Okay. How often do you see Theo? Is he around the ballpark?
I talk to him significantly more than I see him. He was up for a couple days. About a week or so ago.
Yeah.
But more phone calls, quick check-ins via text. And he obviously knows that he is welcome to be around as much as he'd like.
Has he been checking out the basketball in town a little bit more of late? Or
my conversations with him are exclusively about baseball.
Before we get to, well, you might not want to get to last night, but before we get to that, as a player, you got to experience what the Jimmy Fund does, Dana Farber. This your first time the last couple days as the chief baseball officer. It's pretty incredible what the Red Sox do and what the city does when it comes to helping those who are fighting cancer.
Yeah, no question about it. There's just a different atmosphere, different aura around Fenway, around the team for these couple of days, and so many people have a hand in making this such a successful radio telethon, including all of you at WEI, and want to extend our appreciation. But the work that goes in is incredible. You know, this year was especially meaningful and poignant, given how much Larry and Wake had meant to this. But the ability to raise almost $4 million over a couple of days toward cancer research is truly remarkable.
All right, on to last night. We were talking earlier about the bullpen, and I think prior to the All-Star break, the combined DRA was three, a little over three, 3.67 or whatever. It's now over six. What if anything, to ask it the way Lally would, what do you see being the issue there?
Yeah, I think this comes down to execution. And, we've got to figure out if this execution driven by fatigue, is it execution driven by intent? But we're getting ourselves into two strike counts at about the same rate that we had in prior to the All-Star break, but we're not missing barrels, especially with two strikes. And, I think we can think about a handful of breaking balls, spin that stayed close to to hitters that, you know, damage was done on. And I think we've got to figure out a way to execute better. We'll take a look at whether it's pitch mix, though the usage has been pretty consistent with what it was before the All-Star break, or what. But obviously, you know, we've got to pitch better. We've got to figure out a way to hold leads as we get into late innings and, you know, get the ball to guys like Martin, who has been really good when he's been healthy, and Kenley, who's been really good all year.
Craig, bullpen aside, Alex Cora emphasized the importance of playing defense and the need to play defense to be able to play into October. Standing where you guys are right now, what is your biggest difficulty, your biggest challenge to make it to October when it comes to this team?
Yeah, you know, I think the pitching and defense certainly stand out. And in the first half, it was the pitching that carried us. And coming out of the All-Star break, we swung the bats really, really well. We've got, you know, an offense that can score runs with any other team in the league, but we've got to prevent them as well. And it's true, we've got a young team that's athletic and plays fast, but we've got to figure out a way to slow things down on defense. And it's not from a lack of effort or care or work. We've just got to continue to you know, force these guys to develop at the big league level. And on the pitching side, like I said, you know, I think we've got to figure out how to preserve leads. You know, with the last turn through, Tanner's been better, Cutter's been better, getting Bayo back has been good. Pivetta will go tonight, and so hopefully we can stabilize the rotation a bit and see some positive performances on that side as well.
Craig, when you look at where you guys are in the standings and the importance of this series against Baltimore and really being able to come away with winning this series to kind of keep pace in this tight wild card race, what's the mindset? Is that the mindset in the clubhouse, is to not split, to come away winning this series against Baltimore?
Yeah, you know, I think the mindset has been pretty consistent. It's definitely a credit to Alex and the coaching staff and the players in the clubhouse that have focused on the task in front of them. And so I don't think there's a ton of scoreboard watching and, you know, trying to root against the teams that we're facing. I think there's a focus on the work that we have to do, and you know, that starts with winning tonight's game. And, you know, it's easy to get caught up in, you know, the pitch to pitch, and certainly last night's loss was incredibly difficult. At the same time, you know, we're in the middle of August and we're two games out of a playoff spot, and I think we've got some guys returning that should help us, and we've got to win the games that we can win, and that's the most important thing for us.
I would just ask, Craig, what's going on with Tristan Casas?
Yeah, so I think we're nearing the end of his rehab assignment. I would expect that he's going to be back with us soon. I think he was just kind of working through the acclimation to swinging and hitting the ball hard with the recovery, and recognizing that, you know, it's not going to feel in the ribcage area exactly like it did before he got hurt, but figuring out, you know, how to kind of manage this and work through it, given that this is a baseball decision at this point medically. You know, he feels as pretty good. He feels probably as good as he's going to, and the timing is coming back. He's had a couple of good games, and he feels like he's very, very close to being ready.
How do you balance that with the need to get him up here, him being cleared medically, and then just waiting for the okay of Tristan feeling like he can actually do it? Is there any encouraging that Alex or you or anybody on the staff does to tell him he could, you know, he's ready to go up here to get it, that the team needs him?
Yeah, I mean, I think he knows that. I think he also knows that a healthy Tristan is going to impact us far more than one who has reservations or hesitant. And so, you know, he's been very honest. We've been very honest with him, and also should give some credit to, you know, a guy like Dom, who has stepped up in Tristan's absence and contributed to a number of wins. There's no question that we're a better team when Tristan Casas is on it, but that's only the case if he's producing at the level that we're used to out of him.
Speaking of getting guys back, were you surprised when it came to Trevor Story that he wants to be available, is available? Everybody kind of described that as season ending in April. Was the organization surprised by that, pleasantly?
So, very, very excited about that. I wouldn't say surprised that he wants to be back. Super competitive guy that was just crushed, you know, when this injury happened back in April. But I think over the last 2 or 3 weeks, we've seen such rapid progress that this went from, you know, a pipe dream to potentially a reality. We watched him take batting practice on the field on Monday, kind of joked he hit the ball over the monster. And I said, I think you're going to be ready tomorrow. But it's been great to have him around the team. You know, you look down in the dugout and you see him sitting next to Alex. Right now, it's like he's, you know, an additional coach, another set of eyes. But hopefully, pretty soon, he's going to be a guy who's playing shortstop for us. We know that he can impact the game on both sides of the ball, and I think we saw that a little bit in spring training and in April before he went down. So I think just the idea that he might be back on the field has really uplifted the group, and having him around has had such a positive impact on others.
Craig, it was a hard week for Jarren Duran. For a player that's been pretty outspoken about his mental health struggles, how important was it for the team to make sure that he took responsibility but was also taken care of with the backlash?
For sure. You know, we felt like the incident warranted a very strong response from the organization, and we certainly recognized the damage that had been done and the mistake that this was. At the same time, I think we also can recognize that Jarren is a good kid who made a mistake, and, you know, both of those things can be true, and it's important that we and his teammates support him. And I think you're seeing that because, you know, I think Jarren took significant initiative in speaking to the media, in showing a ton of accountability, and in committing to doing the work to repair the damage that he's done.
Craig Breslow, thanks for taking the time, and we will talk to you again soon.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
There he is, as Wiggy would call him, Craig.
Craig
Breslow. Jarren Duran, his jersey was the number one best-selling jersey in Major League Baseball last couple days. Is that accurate?
I don't know if that's accurate, but I feel like, you know,
I see it on the social medias, but I don't know if that's Eric Shun or not.
I've seen it too. I've also seen people trying to put out a video that he got a standing ovation, and it's a video from like a Detroit Tigers game. Yeah. So I don't like.
But
I,
you do see
I don't know what's real and what's
you
not.
You do see a lot of responses on social media where they're like coming to his defense, and like, so you do see like for whatever reason, people are like, oh, Jarren Duran, like they're coming to his defense. I don't really get it.
Last night in Southie, James cornered Mayor Wu and asked her
hold on. You can't just say that. What was that photo that you sent? How did you end up at an event with Mayor Wu?
So James and I went to a Rock Out Collins Joy Project event at Collins Park in South Boston. And there was a rock painting event.
I see.
And then there was some music, and James was playing the drums.
Uh-huh.
And former Mayor Ray Flynn was next to me. His son was there, just hobnobbing.
I see. Mm-hmm.
Like three different people go up to me. They go, Curtis, that's the mayor. I'm like, I know who the mayor is.
Did you introduce yourself?
And
if so, did you use your real name?
I did not. No, I didn't. I felt like I had gone soft because I was walking away, and I think 5 years ago I would have been a bulldog. But last night James got five police officer stickers from Mayor Wu's detail, and the mayor came up and said hi to James and counted his stickers, and she was really sweet, and I said good evening, thanks for coming by. And then I saw Ray Flynn, and James ended up in between them, and it was like Forrest Gump, so I had to capture the video for social media. It was a wondrous night. Beautiful evening, and the mayor was you know, just very chatty, very happy. She was about to go welcome Governor Waltz to town.
Did you get? I think you have some challenge coins for James.
I did.
Did you get them out of the mail upstairs? Because they've been in the mailroom for a while.
Ken brought one down to my office.
Okay.
This morning.
Where's that from?
The Chatham Fire Department.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Unbelievable. It's awesome. The people who have listened to the show are just so kind.
They are.
Go out of their way.
It is so freeing that where the kids can just scooter down or ride their bikes or run around, and you don't have to worry about a thing except for taking in all the community that's there, the fun, the music, the offerings that the small businesses have.
Mm, can I tell you, if you keep mocking my mayor, I am going to lose it on you.
It is so freeing.
It was so freeing.
So freeing without traffic.
Really. Sweet, sweet taste of victory.
Yeah. I can imagine a world without cars. Can everybody else imagine that?
No.
Can I tell you why I like being in the same place as the mayor?
It's the big, I'll tell you what, just sorry. It's the big trucks that really bother me. Like these people driving around in their giant gas-guzzling trucks, delivering things, daring to deliver things that people need.
You're judging them.
I can imagine a world without them. Yeah, well, anyway.
I was going to say, the reason I love Mayor Wu is that whenever we're in the same place, I'm not the most socially awkward.
I'm surprised you didn't say nothing to her.
I know.
I'm holding James.
Are you really, though?
What would I say to her?
I mean, just like, you know, hey.
We'd love to have you on the show.
Exactly.
Okay.
If I see her, I'm going to be, more gray bikes. More gray bikes.
It was a long day. I did the best I could. James was a big fan.
Well, let's get to Courtney and to what is trending right now.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Northeastern Savings Bank. Matt Judon is out. The New England Patriots have traded Judon to the Atlanta Falcons for a third-round pick. Greg, have you seen the conspiracy theories about this?
Yes, I like the Arthur Blank conspiracy theory where he felt like Robert Kraft did him a solid by warning him about Bill Belichick. And so, therefore, he, in return, did the Patriots a solid by giving them a third-round pick. I like that conspiracy theory.
It was the first thing I thought of when I saw that Judon was going to the Falcons.
Yeah, okay.
He's going to be kicked. Blank is going to be kicking himself in the ass. He's like, damn, I could have had Judon and Belichick.
The Pats will face off with the Eagles in their second preseason game tonight, 7 p.m. start. The Red Sox dropped the sweep of the Rangers, dropping their game last night 9-7 after leading the entire game until the Rangers' three-run ninth. Tanner Houck went 6 2/3, giving up 2 runs on 6 hits while striking out 3. The boys are now in Maryland to take on the Orioles tonight. 6:35 first pitch with Nick Pivetta getting the start. You can hang out with Joe Weil at 5:35 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Tyler Murray have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and as always on the Odyssey app. Aaron Judge has reached 300 career home runs. He becomes the quickest to do so in MLB history. And Salem, New Hampshire Little League, the team representing New England in the Little League World Series, lost their first game to Hawaii yesterday, but it's okay.
Oh, I hope the fellas are running today.
I'm sure they are.
They're representing our region.
Yep.
Like, let's go here.
Let's go.
Aloha means goodbye.
Yeah, no water, no oranges.
Right.
No orange slices.
No.
Those are the best.
No.
It is double elimination, so they'll have a chance to stay alive in their game on Saturday. And Northeastern Savings Bank is the leading big bank alternative for families and businesses in Massachusetts. Upgrade to a local partner. Upgrade to Northeastern Savings Bank, member FDIC and DIF. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Great job, Courtney.
Thank you.
As you head off to a long weekend to a wedding, well earned.
Yep.
73 degrees, mostly sunny skies. 82 degrees is the afternoon high.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Sean, Twitch chat says no one jams out to Hootie but you.
Just I mean, to be Curtis clear. Was jamming out just as hard
I
as
mean,
I was.
I mean, in Dover, you're raised on Hootie.
Arguably the best show I saw this summer, and I've seen a lot of them. Arguably,
Darius Rucker?
Yes, Darius Rucker. I mean, Zach Bryan was, eh. I mean... I'm sorry.
Don't tell Larry Chicken Fried.
But I would say, Shime, you would probably pick Def Leppard.
I don't know. I really enjoyed Noah Kahan.
Noah Kahan was excellent, too.
That was probably my favorite.
Yes. Well, speaking of Hawaii, as Courtney was during trending, back tomorrow on this show and for the entirety of the NFL season, it is our guy Jelani Tavai. So I think 9:30 after tonight's game, we will speak with Jelani Tavai tomorrow. And we will be at Gillette on Monday for the first Mayo Monday of this season with Jerod Mayo.
I cannot wait.
Oh, yeah. A lot to talk to him about. And yeah. He's a very open and communicative guy, and so I'm looking forward to Wiggy pressing him on his decision with regard to the starting quarterback week one for the New England Patriots.
Yep.
I can't wait.
I will ask.
Your first question, Wiggy, should be, how dare you?
Well, I won't say it like that.
We know.
What's the saying? You get more bees with honey?
Yes.
Yeah, that's
exactly.
Right.
Yes. You know what I mean? You know, my mother said beating your head against a brick wall gets you nowhere. I'll say, hey, question about Drake May. Why isn't he the number one guy when you invested a third round pick in him?
I think it's a great question.
I appreciate
that. Great question. Well, get his thoughts on Matthew Judon and everything else heading into this NFL season. So that is Monday on this show. You asked Craig Breslow the Cassis question, Curtis. Was that answer satisfying to you? I mean, I feel like he has spent more time rehabbing than you have.
Jeez.
But I say...
And his dad didn't have to pay for it.
A 617 texter, when you asked that question on the Subaru of New England text line, a texter said that the reason he's not back is because he's a weirdo. I don't think that's fair, but I wonder.
He is a weirdo. I mean, I'm a weirdo. I mean, I love weirdos.
Yeah, but people are just like, he paints his nails. He has to be a weirdo.
Like, well, it does a lot of like meditation.
So what?
Some people find that whole kind of Zen.
He invited the Globe photographer into his house to tell him every meal he eats vegan. He loves telling people how different he is. It's part of his charm.
Yeah, I always look at a guy who paints his nails as like, that's weird.
Oh, well, my gosh.
It is.
I mean, so Caleb Williams is weird, too?
Yes.
You do weird things as well.
I don't paint my nails.
Oh, okay.
What do I do that's weird?
You spend 4 hours sitting on a bidet.
Not 4 hours.
Or a hot tub jet.
More like an hour. Yeah, because your legs go numb, forget about it.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, nothing wrong with that, though.
I don't know. I wonder if it's less of being a weirdo,
mm-hmm.
and more of a. I'm not coming back as quickly as you might want because I don't have my new deal yet.
Mm.
Yeah.
You think so?
Like a silent hold in. Kind of scenario there with Tristan Cassis.
Yeah, but as the
I said that, Bradfo and I, who could have missed it, had a debate on the award-winning Ken and Curtis show, which Ken actually showed up for, and it's clear to me he had a negotiation, just like Brian Baio did.
Didn't go the way he wanted it to go.
Didn't go the way he wanted it to go. He's getting closer to free agency. He knows that if he comes back and isn't 100%, those numbers will be used against him in a further negotiation. And all he needs to do is get to free agency, so at the end of next season, he becomes arbitration eligible. So that's, I mean, I didn't even think it was a hot take. Bradfield acted like I stole his car.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's clear that he's perfectly healthy. He's lying to the Woo Sox sideline reporter, saying he feels like he's getting stabbed every time he swings, hours after telling Bradfo and Cotillo that he was perfectly healthy.
Yeah, I mean, we talked to him in Fort Myers.
Right. It was a long time ago.
Spring training time, and he wanted a new deal.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't get what he wanted, and I don't know if he's going to get it from this Red Sox organization or not. I mean, I don't, you know.
Is the team saying he's healthy? Because I haven't
heard. Yes.
So the team has said.
Alex Cora has said several times.
He's healthy, ready to go.
Yes.
Okay.
He said that Friday night, and he repeated it, I think, the other day when he said he's not going to join the team in Baltimore.
Okay, so when Alex says he's ready to go, he's healthy, and then the follow-up question is, well, why isn't he up here with you guys? What's the response?
It is that he's getting his timing right. I'll get the exact I'll get the exact quote.
Because if the team's saying he's ready to go, then that's a major issue.
Here's the quote. Right now, it's up to him. It's up to him. He's healthy. Like I said, he's been taking grounders for a long time. I think the baseball part of it, the physical part of it, he's ready to go.
Yep.
Now the timing of it, he will let us know. Huh? I mean, that's as baseball, that's as aggressive a quote as you'll get from a manager on a player's inability to return.
Oof, that's not a good look.
No. That was 6 days ago. That was Friday last week.
That is not
originally he was going to be back the week of the 4th of July.
Made a turn. Remember, we were arguing about and the reason there were conflicting quotes is because Costas is saying conflicting things.
He's pulling a Judon.
Right.
That is not a good look.
And how do you think the Sox players that are on the roster feel, like guys like Pavetta and Breslow, how do you think they feel about this?
The players or
management, players, everybody.
Players, I don't think it's really an issue to players. Like, players never get into another player's kind of contract negotiation, or when a guy wants more money, it feels like he's on the players underpaid. Players kind of don't.
They mind their own business.
Yeah, they mind their own business. They don't be like, man, get back out here. We need you and play. They understand.
But he's not doing it Judon style, where he is berating his head coach in front of everybody else.
Yeah, so you always say it, but I think it's a little bit of a stretch to say berating. Yeah.
What did he do?
I mean, it was an animated conversation. Like, you know, he talks with his hands. Yeah, but I talk with my hands. Don't mean I'm berating you. Just I'm passionate about what I'm saying.
You know, I understand. But I think that may have been the beginning of the end for Matthew Judon.
Well, the beginning of the end was when they didn't
pay him. I mean, when it comes to the team, the way they looked at it, maybe it was when he was... when he stood there and said, you know, go ask Elliot Wolf. Go complain to Elliot Wolf about my contract situation. Fans.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, I think you were right about this, Greg, more than I was. I feel like Judon didn't do anything in terms of winning here. and he constantly demanded to be paid at the top of his game, despite the fact that he wasn't available in most games.
Yep.
And I love this move. I just wish they would have done it before the draft, so they could have gotten a third round pick that helped this team protect Drake May.
Well, I get both guys, like, you know, either look you might say is no good, but I get both guys, like, you know, Cassius is like, well, guess what? I can't play. Oh, I'm hurt. And everybody's like, well, we know you're not hurt. You know, at least that's what, you know, the manager's saying. So I guess.
But Wiggy, just like with Verdugo, right? Remember when Cora made an issue of how late he was?
Mm-hmm.
We all said it's got to be a real problem
right.
for Cora to publicly discuss how late Verdugo has been arriving at Fenway Park.
Right.
For Cora to say the quote I just read.
Yeah.
Publicly. Mm-hmm. That he's healthy, and then he repeats it immediately. He's healthy. He's ready to go. It's all about his timing now. That is there is no more strong language that Cora could use to chastise him publicly.
Yeah, no, that is like a bad look, because maybe fans will be like, well, if he's healthy and he's milking this injury to because he's upset about the deal he didn't get, then, you know, fans are going to be like, oh, what's more important to him? Him helping the team or him getting his money? But I understand.
Right now it's up to him. Yeah. He's healthy. Jeez.
Yeah, that's not a good look.
Courtney, text for you.
Yes.
Before the end of today's show, I would like to clarify something.
Oh, God.
Courtney runs her entire life based off what she sees on TikTok. But dudes playing fantasy football is an issue?
Yeah, you're going to
be
able to lift this one
down. Why do people get so butthurt? It's like, people come at me.
You're coming at a part of me.
You criticize a lot of guys.
People come at me, criticize me every single day if I even mention Taylor Swift's name or anything about TikTok or anything about social media. So I get criticized every day about how I live my life, and I have an opinion about how Shyam lives his. Like, What am I missing
Man,
here?
I've never had an opinion on your love for Taylor Swift.
No, but you've had opinions on my life, and that's fine.
You basically said fantasy football guys are losers.
No, I didn't.
They're like
short people.
I said that
it becomes a hard-o move, and guys spend all this time, they do it just to be able to talk about it.
That's like why Shyam does it.
Yes, and I think at certain points, Shyam said it himself.
So he wants to be able to flex his fantasy football prowess in front of other guys.
Yes. And to be like, you picked that person? What a dumb pick. Like, and I think the more time you spend prepping for your fantasy football draft, the worse your team is. Sorry.
And you did say you don't understand guys and why they do it.
I do understand. I did it.
I've
done it.
It seemed like they were losers. I'm no fantasy guy. I didn't.
You're putting words in my mouth.
Shyam?
I've done it before. I think that the group messages about it, it gets monotonous. And I
monotonous?
Also,
I disagree.
There's enough stress in the world. Do I really want to worry about a team that is not my team? Constantly
if it can win you money, yeah.
Goes back to the money.
It pains me to do this, especially because I'm being called a liberal on the text line. But Courtney's 1,000% right.
Thank you.
Like, I view the fantasy league I'm in like I'm an indentured servant. I hate that I'm in it.
I do it for you.
I had Shyam do it for me, and I'm not doing it again because that was rude. And so
I
it's this text thread with these people, and they're just so annoying. I don't care about your day or your golf.
But see, Curtis, you missed the conversation that we had.
I'm sorry.
The other part of the conversation where she criticized fantasy players and said, what, they got no time? And then we talked about how somebody writes 12,000 words about Game of Thrones the moniker White Raven.
That's right. Not a lot of diversity.
It's unbelievable that you can remember that, but you mispronounce Santo's name sometimes.
I get it right. It's the White Raven.
Yeah.
Get it right.
And Santo doesn't complain and say that he has no time.
Sandro, I'm going to have to talk to him.
But here's what I would tell you is different about that.
Excuse me. That is a well-read weekly series on Game of Thrones. Please leave me alone.
Yeah.
Santo, if I could defend you, when you write a newsletter, it's sent to people interested about the topic.
Correct.
You are not involuntarily bringing up information about a team nobody gives a damn about.
You shouldn't be involuntarily in a fantasy league. You can just leave and
not participate. No, but people talk about their fantasy league. Santo doesn't go sit down and start lecturing people about White Ravens
correct.
Or whatever.
And Curtis, this all started because Shime retweeted something saying men act like they have no more time on their hands because it's all work and fantasy football. And Shime said, yeah, I don't have any more time.
It's
and I said,
24/7 responsibility, both of them.
Yeah, it's not.
How do you expect me to live?
So Santo does not say, I don't have time for anything else because I'm writing the White Raven.
And the only time I ever won my fantasy league is when it auto draft. So Courtney is exactly right.
Yeah.
I could not agree more.
Yeah, everyone says I'm sensitive. Jeez, the text line and Twitch just, I was told I have daddy issues.
Daddy issues?
Yeah.
How does that bring up daddy issues?
I don't know.
I think that person's projecting.
Yeah, I said that's exactly what I said.
Fantasy football was originally a way for the nerds who loved football to be nerdy about football. And then it got out of hand with some people, but I still absolutely love it to the utmost.
Mm. By the way, this week's newsletter, House of Dragons, best prequel ever.
Strong disagree.
We got to take a break. We will be right back. We want to treat you to lunch or dinner at Time Out Market Boston. So if you are the ninth caller on the contest line right now, which is 617-931-0937, then you will get a meal on us over at the market. And a lot of great food that you can choose from. Breakfast, lunch, dinner. Wiggy is fond of the sandwich over there at Michael Schlau's restaurant.
I think I'm going to get me that.
You
maybe
are?
Not today. Like I'm obviously with my weight and everything, yeah. Kind of trying to stay maintained.
But you got to keep the weight low for the ferry over to the vineyard,
right?
Yeah.
But I've been craving an emperor.
Well, to complement the variety of breakfast, lunch, and snack options from PRB Boulangerie at Time Out Market Boston, crepes are now being made to order at the market.
Yum.
Really?
Do you like a sweet or a savory crepe?
There's really not enough of the actual vessel in the crepe for me.
Okay.
It's too thin.
Okay.
I prefer, if I were going to stuff things into something, I would choose like a waffle or French toast.
Okay.
The crepe is...
Is stuffing things easy for you?
Yes.
Speaking of stuffing things, I have an idea for a simultaneous segment where Courtney and Shime could star. Mm-hmm. Every Thursday during the football season, we have dating advice.
Yeah.
And fantasy football advice in the same segment.
I like it, Curtis. Yeah.
I'd do fantasy and Shime would do dating, right?
Exactly.
Nice. Perfect.
We could call it Olivia's Secret.
Yeah, I like it. This is Al from Norton. What's up, Al?
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up?
I've been going to... yeah, good. I heard Wiggy talking about OB. I've been going to OB for about 40 years. My sister-in-law close to 60 years and so forth. I just got back, so just a couple of quick suggestions I will make.
Okay, this is good. Yep. Wiggy's been criticizing those who travel to the islands for years. Now suddenly he's a big island guy going to the vineyard. But go ahead, yes.
Oh, yeah. I love it down there. So anyway, if you're going to OB, Wiggy, my first suggestion would be if you want to get up early at 7 o'clock in the morning, there's a beach down there called Inkwell Beach.
All right.
And as you know, OB is the largest African-American vacation spot in the country. And if you go down to Inkwell Beach at 7 in the morning, and your wife might like this, there's an exercise class down there called the Polar Bears. They've been getting as many as 200 people They form a massive circle as the sun's coming up, and it's just a beautiful sight. It's kind of a mild exercise thing. Right next to it is going to be a free yoga thing on the beach.
Mild exercise is right up Wiggy's alley. So,
yes.
I'm telling you, it's not even about the exercise. It's just the people down there. It's really a cool sight.
Okay.
And you'll see all kinds of pictures of the polar bears on Circuit Ave and that kind of thing. Mm. That's my first suggestion. My second suggestion, of course, is to walk through the campground, of which that's where all the little gingerbread cottages are and the little colorful houses. Mm. When you first see it, it's kind of a neat thing, you know, and that's in the campground.
Oh, okay.
You know?
What about
my third suggestion?
Yeah. Yes.
Yep, I'll make you one more suggestion.
Okay.
And that is, if you're there for a couple of days, get yourself a car and drive around the whole island. Mm. You go to Aquinna, you go to the Chilmark General Store, sit in the porch, you go down to Menemsha where the fishing village is. It's a beautiful island, you know?
Okay. We may never get our guy back.
Yeah, seems like it.
I mean, we may never get you back.
You think they got gray bikes on?
I don't know if they have the gray bikes, but they have bicycles.
Once he sees the gingerbread cookie houses, it's over for Wiggy.
Wiggy, you've been quoting Seinfeld a lot this morning.
Yes.
Do you know who lives on the vineyard in the summer?
Jerry?
Larry David.
Yeah,
does he?
Yeah, you're going to run into Larry David.
Oh, okay.
Over there.
Oh,
and get yourself a dirty banana.
I've had a dirty banana.
Those are delicious.
Yeah, I've had those before. Those are really good.
Those are delicious.
Yeah, I've had a dirty banana.
What?
It's funny.
It just sounds nice.
All right. Oh. Well, I can't wait to get down. And the weather's going to be nice, right?
Yep, should be good. A little bit of the smoke from Canada, but you'll have your own smoke going too, so it'll all work out.
Also, the dirty banana, the title of my forthcoming newsletter on the picadillos of several Harry Potter actors and actresses.
Right.
Can you do your lead?
Be on the lookout for it.
Yep. Can you do the whole lead tomorrow in that voice? I love that voice.
That is the best voice ever. Shime, I'm surprised you didn't like come back at Courtney and go, wait a second, you're mad at me for fantasy football, but they're going to see Harry Potter plays?
Yeah, but like I like Harry Potter. I would do that too. Like it's just kind of part of who I am. So.
Yeah.
All right. Well, some of us are working tomorrow.
Love you guys. Be safe. Have a great weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations to Dave and Jane. It's the wedding I'm going to.
Oh, okay.
Excellent. Okay.
All right.
Enjoy the wedding, Courtney.
Thank you.
Courtney, do you still try and catch the bouquet?
Yes. I throw bows.
We will be. Did you see those people? There was a big hullabaloo about it, who charged everybody who came to their wedding $333.
Yep.
Their wedding cost $150,000. Was it $150,000?
I thought it was like $200,000.
I think it was. So they wanted to invite a ton of people.
Yes, I saw
this. They wanted to invite a ton of people. The wedding cost $150,000, so they asked everybody to pay $333 to go to their wedding.
Okay, but here's my question, Greg.
They did like a split-wise to pay for their wedding?
You don't have to go.
No, you don't.
So then just don't go.
Okay, but it's offensive that you're asking me to pay to go to your wedding.
Then don't be their friend.
Like it's well. How about have a wedding if you don't have the money for it?
But what if that's what they wanted to do?
Well,
he said, "Well, listen, if you're really friends and family, you're gonna spend money to go other places. Why not support us?
Especially if that was in lieu of a gift.
Is that what the groom said?
There was a whole video that I watched. It was like a couple days ago. I know exactly what you're talking about.
And like, how many people did they invite? Because if you invite 200 people to a wedding, which is a large wedding, you're only gonna make up 66,000 of that. You know, 200.
Just,
yeah, I mean, I agree that I wouldn't do that, but it's like the people, you're not a victim. If you are invited to a wedding and they ask you to pay for it, just say no.
Right. I guess you're right about that. All right. Thanks for listening. We're back tomorrow morning at 6 with Jelani Tavai on the show, and we'll talk about tonight's game. You can talk about tonight's game with Gretchen Foyer next. You can talk about, probably don't want to, but about the epic Red Sox collapse as well with Gretchen Foyer. They are next. Thank you for your patronage.
Make it snap.
morning, we want to treat you to lunch or dinner at Time Out Market Boston. So if you are the ninth caller on the contest line right now, which is 617-931-0937, then you will get a meal on us over at the market. And a lot of great food that you can choose from. Breakfast, lunch, dinner. Wiggy is fond of the sandwich over there at Michael Schlau's restaurant.
I think I'm going to get me that.
You
maybe
are?
Not today. Like I'm obviously with my weight and everything, yeah, kind of trying to stay maintained.
But you got to keep the weight low for the ferry over to the vineyard.
Right.
Yeah.
But I've been craving an emperor.
Well, to complement the variety of breakfast, lunch, and snack options from PRB Boulangerie at Time Out Market Boston, crepes are now being made to order at the market.
Yum.
Really?
Do you like a sweet or a savory crepe?
There's really not enough of the actual vessel in the crepe for me.
Okay.
It's too thin.
Okay.
I prefer, if I were going to stuff things into something, I would choose like a waffle or French toast.
Okay.
The crepe is...
Is stuffing things easy for you?
Yes.
Speaking of stuffing things, I have an idea for a simultaneous segment where Courtney and Chime could star. Mm-hmm. Every Thursday during the football season, we have dating advice.
Yeah.
And fantasy football advice in the same segment.
I like it, Curtis. Yes.
I'd do fantasy, that's, and Shine would do dating, right?
Exactly.
Nice. Perfect.
We could call it Olivia's Secret.
Yeah, I like it. This is Al from Norton. What's up, Al?
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up?
I've been going to... good. I heard Wiggy talking about OB. I've been going to OB for about 40 years. My sister-in-law close to 60 years and so forth. I just got back, so just a couple of quick suggestions I will make.
Okay, this is good. Yep. Wiggy's been criticizing those who travel to the islands for years. Now suddenly he's a big island guy going to the vineyard. But go ahead, yes.
Oh, yeah. I love it down there. So anyway, if you're going to OB, Wiggy, my first suggestion would be if you want to get up early at 7 o'clock in the morning, there's a beach down there called Inkwell Beach.
All right.
And as you know, OB is the largest African-American vacation spot in the country. And if you go down to Inkwell Beach at 7 in the morning, and your wife might like this, there's an exercise class down there called the Polar Bears. They've been getting as many as 200 people. They form a massive circle as the sun's coming up. And it's just a beautiful sight. It's kind of a mild exercise thing. Right next to it is going to be a free yoga thing on the beach.
Mild exercise is right up Wiggy's alley. So,
yes.
I'm telling you, it's not even about the exercise. It's just the people down there. It's really a cool sight.
Right.
And you'll see all kinds of pictures of the polar bears on Circuit Ave and that kind of thing. Mm. That's my first suggestion. My second suggestion, of course, is to walk through the campground, of which that's where all the little gingerbread cottages are and the little colorful houses. Mm. When you first see it, it's kind of a neat thing, you know, and that's in the campground.
Oh, okay.
You know?
What about
my third suggestion?
Yeah. Yes.
Yep, I'll make you one more suggestion.
Okay.
And that is, if you're there for a couple of days, get yourself a car and drive around the whole island. Mm. You go to Aquinnah, you go to the Chilmark General Store, sit in the porch, you go down to Menemsha where the fishing village is. It's a beautiful island, you know.
Okay. We may never get our guy back.
Yeah, seems like it.
I mean, we may never get you back.
You think they got gray bikes on?
I don't know if they have the gray bikes, but OB, they have bicycles.
Once he sees the gingerbread cookie houses, it's over for Wiggy.
Wiggy, you've been quoting Seinfeld a lot this morning.
Yes.
Do you know who lives on the vineyard in the summer?
Jerry?
Larry David.
Yeah,
oh, does he?
Yeah, you're going to run into Larry David.
Oh, okay.
Over there.
Oh,
and get yourself a dirty banana.
I've had a dirty banana.
Those are delicious.
Yeah, I've had those before. Those are really good.
Those are delicious.
Yeah, I've had a dirty banana.
What?
It's funny.
It just sounds nice.
All right. Oh. Well, I can't wait to get down. And the weather's going to be nice, right?
Yep, should be good. A little bit of the smoke from Canada, but you'll have your own smoke going too, so it'll all work out.
Also, the dirty banana... The title of my forthcoming newsletter on the picadillos of several Harry Potter actors and actresses.
All right.
Can you do your lead?
Be on the lookout for it.
Yep. Can you do the whole lead tomorrow in that voice? I love that voice.
That is the best voice ever. Shime, I'm surprised you didn't like come back at Courtney and go, wait a second, you're mad at me for fantasy football, but they're going to see Harry Potter plays?
Yeah, but like I like Harry Potter. I would do that too. Like that's just kind of part of who I am. So.
Yeah.
All right. Well, some of us are working tomorrow.
Love you guys. Be safe. Have a great weekend. Mm-hmm. Congratulations to Dave and Jane. It's the wedding I'm going to.
Okay.
Excellent. Okay.
All right. Enjoy the wedding, Courtney.
Thank you.
Courtney, do you still try and catch the bouquet?
Yes. I throw bows.
We will be. Did you see those people? There was a big hullabaloo about it, who charged everybody who came to their wedding $333.
Yep.
Their wedding cost $150. Was it $150,000?
I thought it was like $200,000.
I think it was. So they wanted to invite a ton of people.
Yes, I saw
this. They wanted to invite a ton of people. The wedding cost $150,000, so they asked everybody to pay $333 to go to their wedding.
Okay, but here's my question, Greg.
They did like a split-wise to pay for their wedding?
You don't have to go.
No, you don't.
So then just don't go.
Okay, but it's offensive that you're asking me to pay to go to your wedding.
Then don't be their friend.
Like it's well. How about have a wedding if you don't have the money for it?
But what if that's what they wanted to do?
Well,
he said, "Well, listen, if you're really friends and family, you're going to spend money to go other places. Why not support us?
Especially if that was in lieu of a gift.
Is that what the groom said?
There was a whole video that I watched. It was like a couple days ago. I know exactly what you're talking about.
And like, how many people did they invite? Because if you invite 200 people to a wedding, which is a large wedding, you're only going to make up 66,000 of that. You know, 200.
Just,
yeah, I mean, yeah. I agree that I wouldn't do that, but it's like the people, you're not a victim. If you are invited to a wedding and they ask you to pay for it, just say no.
Right. I guess you're right about that. All right. Thanks for listening. We're back tomorrow morning at 6 with Jelani Tavai on the show, and we'll talk about tonight's game. You can talk about tonight's game with Gresham Foyer next. You can talk about, probably don't want to, but about the epic Red Sox collapse as well with Gresham Foyer. They are next. Thank you for your patronage.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.